You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
A kōrero, a wee chat that we have got with Fathom, who've just released their new single, Paralyzed. We've got two people from Fathom here, which is very exciting. People, they're here as in they're over Zoom for all the way from Sydney. So could you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Kate from Fathom. I'm the lead singer and the bassist.
And I'm Jackson from Fathom, and I play keyboards.
Cool. And for our audience here who might not have heard of Fathom, we've got a market day actually going on outside. So you guys are getting broadcast to all the students walking around, looking at all sorts of goodies and clothes and stuff. Could you give us a little bit of description of what the band Fathom is?
So we're a dream rock band from Sydney, and we like to integrate a lot of synths into our music. It's sort of indie rock, but with a bit of synth elements and textures.
Cool, awesome. And how long have you been playing? Has your sound sort of changed over time? Are you mostly localized in Sydney? What kind of vibe you got?
We're mostly localized in Sydney. Mm-hmm. I think our changes. So our song sound has been quite similar for the genesis of our time together, which is about 5 years ago. But it wasn't really only until 2021 where we started gigging and doing a bit more. But I think the whole point of being in a band is that you want to evolve your sound throughout time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you ended up playing after all the lockdowns and stuff. I hate to like bring up the dirty C word, but how did COVID like affect you guys? Were you already playing together a little bit, but had started writing music? Did it become a bit of a lockdown project? Were you guys sending each other stuff, or what was it like for you creatively?
It was funny because our first gig was actually on the week before the big lockdown happened.
True.
Which was it was pretty annoying because we're in like a Battle of the Bands competition and we were like excited because we got through the final, but we had to wait like half a year until that happened.
It
was frustrating, but we kind of did exactly what you said. We just bounce around ideas to each other. And it actually made it pretty difficult because, you know, it's better to be with the person when you're writing rather than just going back and forth, but yeah, could only make do with what we had.
Yeah, that's an interesting part about the sort of songwriting process and how it often switches it up, but it sounds like you guys were kind of just beginning to blossom and then had to switch it up straight away. So how do you guys tend to go about like writing your music? Is it quite collaborative? Is it like together in a space usually, or do you come with ideas and stuff?
It's pretty collaborative. I think a lot of the time Jackson starts with some funky keys bit and then kind of sends it around, and then we jam it out a bit in rehearsal, add some drums, add some bass, maybe do whatever.
Cool. And so maybe let's move on to this song Paralyzed. How'd you go about writing this? What's Paralyzed about?
So we actually started this one at a songwriting retreat we did, I think, 2 years ago, maybe. And our old guitarist actually came up with the bones of the song, and we kind of were thinking about, you know, the Netflix show You? About a stalker. That's kind of what the song ended up being about, from the perspective of a stalker. And then we also made a music video that kind of follows the band being stalked by a crazy super fan with some weird perspectives and camcorded angles and stuff. So the music video is out on YouTube and it's pretty cool.
Cool, fun. Yeah, I actually haven't managed to see the music video yet, so I'm pretty keen. I've got it lined up to watch out right after when we get into the song. And so you guys have been playing in Sydney for a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about what like the Sydney music scene's been like for you? Like, where have you been playing shows? What's the sort of response been like?
I'd say the majority of our playing experience would be at shows in Newtown, which is quite a popular area for up-and-coming artists. But the sound kind of changes a lot between punk and beach rock. There's a large variety of different sounds. whether or not those sounds are particular to Fathom is debatable. We're still searching for the right area, I think. But yeah, I think there's an audience for everyone.
I've also been trying to find other bands because there aren't heaps of bands in Sydney at the moment that have keys and synths.
Mm.
And that's like one of the main things about our music. So we're still trying to find a little collective of Sydney bands that have synths in them. So hopefully finding some more soon.
Yeah, that's a good point. And because you mentioned beach rock, I can imagine that would be quite ubiquitous in Sydney, which we get a sort of equivalent here, although the beaches are pretty cold, so it's like got a sort of surfery tinge to it, but it's a pretty cool and exciting part of the student scene here as well. But it's funny how because Dunedin, you might have heard of Dunedin Sound, has like a pretty classic culture of these kind of jangly guitars, as much as the good can come out of that, it can often put on the back burner like people doing dream pop with synths and stuff like that. And have you got some, there's some other bands around like the Australian scene in particular, but also maybe even the New Zealand scene that have like influenced or you guys have been interested in that sort of maybe dreamy sphere or maybe synthy kind of music?
I think Kate would probably know more of the bands around that area or compared to me, but I think we have found a few that are quite somewhat similar in our sound, so we hope to reach out to them one day eventually. I'm not sure what their names are. Maybe Kate, you can help me out there.
Yeah, well, in terms of inspiration, I feel like Jackson and I have very different, we're both inspired by pretty different artists, but bringing that together kind of makes our sound. Like I'm very much into just like pop, indie pop, kind of folk, even pop country kind of stuff, and more focusing on lyricism and melodies. Whereas Jackson's a lot more into the kind of instrumental side, I guess. So I think kind of bringing those two things together makes Fathom what it is.
Cool. No, awesome. And have you got like some sort of what are your current kind of ambitions for the project? Are you looking at releases in the future? Are you looking at traveling around and finding that the geeky synth community around the country, or have you got any kind of general plans for the project? You're just taking it as it goes.
I think we have a bit of both. I think we'd like to continue recording and obviously releasing the EP, and then pairing it out with the tour. With a tour, like a domestic tour, and hopefully the synth geeks, as you say, will come out of their shells.
We've got an EP coming out at the end of the year. So the track coming up, Paralyzed, that one is the second single off the EP. The first one was released a few months ago. And then there's two more before the whole EP comes out. And we're hoping to tour a little bit at the end of the year with that one. But we're also looking to attempt a Guinness World Record at the start of next year.
Nice.
And that is the most amount of shows played in 12 hours.
Cool.
But there's heaps
of across multiple. Yeah, it's like across multiple cities. So we have to be
They have to have a certain population.
Strategic. Yeah. And that's pretty hard when Sydney has, like, the biggest suburban sprawl in the world. Like, you would think you're in a different city, but no, it's just Parramatta or... So what does that mean? You're going to try Sydney I actually went up and played one of the little towns north of Sydney as well recently. But I can't remember what... Not Newcastle, but there's a few other ones on the coast as well.
We're on the Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the goal? Are you going to try and go along the coast?
Yeah, I think...
I think so.
Though. I think it's smart to work our way down from Wollongong up towards Sydney and then keep going up north.
Yeah.
But the thing is, every town has to be 50 kilometres away from each other.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of driving and it's like two songs and then you just got to jet and go to the next place and it's going to be exhausting. But I think we'll all really look forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
even if we don't get it,
cool.
It'll be a fun experience.
Woi woi was what I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see it. I'd like to see the poster as well. I can imagine it'll be good, like classic Aussie... You'll be playing in Woolly and then Nui and then, you know, everything has an
Y on the end.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's been a real pleasure to have you guys on. And maybe I'd just like to quickly also talk a little bit more about the EP coming up. What could people expect to hear from it? And also, where can they find out more of your stuff as well when they're keen to check it out right after they hear this banging tune?
Well, the one that you're about to play is Paralyzed, and that one is out everywhere wherever you listen to music. And you can give us a follow on Instagram at Fathom the Bands to find out everything else coming up. In terms of expectations, this EP is kind of a big mix songs because it was very collaborative at that songwriting retreat, and so we kind of all brought a little bit of a song and then worked on it together. So all of the songs started very different, I think, from how they are now, and they were kind of just brought together. So there's one that's quite unconventional, but then there's also a very poppy song on there as well. So it's a bit of everything.
Cool, awesome. No, very, very excited to hear it and looking forward to hear what more is to come from Fathom as well. Absolutely make your way down to Otipoti as well. Feel free to hit us up and we can
definitely
totally help you organise a tour. You won't make money in New Zealand, but everyone loves it. It's so chill and fun. have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti or Aotearoa?
Well, we hope to be over there soon. It's definitely on the list. And hope you enjoy the music.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks so much
for having us.
Yeah, thanks Jackson and Kate. You've both been really lovely and really great to have on. Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sweet. This is Fathom now with Paralyzed. You're tuned into Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.